Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of Somewhere in Vegas, which we are doing a swapcast with. We're doing a swapcast with WombatSports.com. And give me 1 second here. I'm sorry, things are a little bit chaotic. I'm sorry that we're late starting the show, but I want to give away a few awards today, so just give me 1 second. Okay. Again, sorry for the delay, everybody. Things a little bit chaotic on my end of things. Let me tell you what's going on. We've got the WMA awards that we're going to give out today. There are 14 awards, I think, that we are going to award today, and that includes Fighter of the Year and Fight of the Year, et cetera. So it's really great to be able to do that as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little music here real quick. I'm going to get one of their only ones that are going to be able to accept the nomination in person, at least live on the show. So I'm going to go ahead and play a little music, and I will be right back with her. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm going to give out the first award here today for our WMMA Press Awards, and a little bit about the WMMA Press Awards. This is the seventh year we've been doing these awards, and about a committee of six of us are on the committee. That includes WMMA Roundup, CJ's Report, Dami Ferreira MMA, Ground and Pound Germany, among others. And it's great to be able to have that last week. A lot of them have been here for years. So the thing about the committee is that we always look for talent outside of the realm of like the UFC and many of the popular organizations in the world, and we end up getting a lot of people some recognition. So we're the oldest running women's mixed martial arts awards on the planet right now. So I just want to explain a little bit about the awards before we give our first award out. Right now, it was a really tough competition this year. Many of people that have KO'd, very highlight reel KOs, but one kind of stood out to the committee today. So congratulations, Charmaine Tweet. The WMA Press Award for Knockout of the Year. How you doing, Char?
I'm great. How are you, Marsh?
I'm doing great. I mean, your knockout this past year at Invicta was just an absolute stunner. The spinning back fist KO you don't see too many often as well. So that was a really great, exciting victory for you. You know, again, congratulations on getting the award.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's awesome to get for that. You know, it wasn't something I had expected to happen in that fight, but, you know, that's when you usually get the best knockouts. Is when you're not, well, knockouts usually happen when they're not expected, right? So, yeah, it was a great moment, and I just loved hearing, you know, from people who were in the crowd how it, when I connected with her jaw, how it reverberated through the stadium, or the arena, I guess it was. So, yeah, it was a pretty exciting moment in my fight career, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, LaToya was undefeated, I think, at that moment when you fought her, and this is kind of set up for the for your run towards the title match. I mean, it was a great thing in order to kind of advance your career last year. And I know you're coming off a kind of a little bit of a devastating loss in the title match, but it's great to be able to see see that your career progressed really well last year in terms of being one of the top featherweights of the year, and now we're getting into a point where we're getting a lot more competition atop of there as well. So I mean, how's your 2017 looking right now?
My 2017 is looking great. I don't have anything in the mill for like fight wise, but just in general, it's a really great year. And after the fight against Megan there, I ran into Shannon in the bath, and she's like, yeah, you know what, like, there is nothing to be ashamed of in that performance. So I know she was so impressed with my performance, so I am expecting definitely to have another fight within the next year, so hopefully sooner rather than later. But
and my co-host has just called in. How you doing, Serena?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to hang in there.
Yeah, exactly. Any questions for Char at all?
No, I just tuned in. I'm hearing all that. But, yeah, I can agree that my 2016 was kind of rough. But now I'm hoping that April that I'll turn things around. I've been training really hard. So I feel you for sure, man.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was a tough loss, to get two shots at the title and to not see them come to fruition. But while it was a tough loss, there was a lot of good things that happened in that fight. So, I'm pretty excited to get back and see how my game progresses even further.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of demand. I mean, there's a lot of demand for featherweights right now. It's a shorter division, but in terms of just the talent. But now demand's going to be in here on there, so that's great to be able to hear as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what happens this year. Keeping a close eye on what's going on in the new featherweight division in the UFC, and with Julia just fighting Marlos there and winning the title, and a bit of a surprise when Marlos retired, but when you think about it, not so much. I mean, she had a very, very long involved career and has done a lot for the sport.
Yeah, she's been fighting forever.
I think I've only gotten to meet Marlos once. Have you had the opportunity to ever meet Marlos, Charmaine?
I haven't met her yet. No.
Oh.
No. So it would be lovely too, but yeah, I haven't had the pleasure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting this year. Like I said, that the opportunities are there for you. I mean, and they're still developing a lot of talent in Vic that are making their way up as well. So we'll see kind of how the rest of the year goes as well. Anything else coming up for you besides fighting? I know that you've been dipping your toes into acting a little bit more. What's been going on with you in terms of outside the cage?
I am developing my own business right now, building my business with my financial security advising. So that has taken a bit of my focus. I recently discovered drawing and that I'm not half bad at it. So, I'm going to keep working on that. And nothing really coming down the acting pipes. We used to have a really good tax credit in Saskatchewan, so there was a lot of stuff that used to film here, like Hollywood movies and smaller Canadian TV, well, big Canadian TV shows, but small in comparison to the network TV shows you would see in the States. But a lot of that used to film here, and then they pulled the tax credit. So it's just a matter of that I'm kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time. So not a whole lot going on with the acting, but I mean, you never know what'll happen in the future there. And yeah, I'm actually going to Vegas in April to have a great big party.
Yep. Good to see you too.
So, yep. Yeah, so far that's about it. Just hanging out.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm going to be in, hold on 1 second. I'm going to be in L.A. coming up in, I think, in April for the Artemis Film Festival with one of my pieces, Female Fighting at the Time Is Now. So I'll have that going in L.A. I know I'm going to Vegas to get some business done, so I'll definitely see Serena at some point, you know, between those two. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'll be seeing her in a couple weeks in Billings. So, so yeah, it's great to be able to see Char, and I hope we can hopefully you'll be finding soon one of the Invicta cards. So we'll see what goes on as well. At Not So Sweet Sweet Tweet on Twitter and Charmaine Tweet on Facebook. Anything else you want to add, Char?
You know what? Just a little message. I've been on every interview I do. I've been putting out there to fighters. You know, when we're thinking about, you know, a career in fighting, we don't usually think about something that I've recently discovered is super important, and that is getting your insurances in place before you actually fight. So my message to everybody right now who's thinking, hey, I might want to be an MMA fighter, get your life insurance, get your disability insurance, and just have that guarantee in place before, you know, you either, A, can't get it, or it becomes astronomically expensive for you. So, yeah, that's just kind of my main...
It falls under that category of get your shit together in general, you know?
Yeah, and, right? And you know, I've talked to the office, I'm like, fighters, that's not something we normally think about. Like, we're thinking about so much other shit that, you know, get yourself insured doesn't cross our minds.
Well, well, it's great. Again, congratulations, Char, on getting the knockout of the year. You know, and best of luck to you coming up for this next year. And I hope we'll see you down the road at some point. I know Serena will hopefully be able to do that hopefully a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, like, thank you for, you know, nominating me for the award. First of all, it's awesome to win, and good luck to you at the film festival in LA too.
Okay, thanks a lot, Char. And I'll hopefully have our movie up on Amazon sometime within the next few months. I will let you know.
Okay, I will keep my eyes open for that.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Char.
All right.
Yep.
Have a good day.
Yep.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. So, yeah, that was only our first award. I'm sorry I said I'm late. I've been putting out a couple fires here locally, so it's been kind of crazy, but... like I said, just one award so far that we've given out of 14. So, yeah, I mean, it's been an exciting year so far. I mean, what did you think about 2016? Obviously, you said you had a rough year, but just overall in terms of what you can remember of what was going on.
For me? Well, 2016 was kind of hard because of that one loss because, you know, I was kind of, I overstimulated backstage kind of, you know, it's something with autism, you know. So imagine having the fight nerves and having to fight, you know, all the sensory issues you get at the same time. I just didn't recover in time. I was kind of zoning out. I kind of felt like it was an out-of-body experience. I got KO'd. But on the good news of things, I finally did what I always wanted to do since 2014, which was to come to Syndicate MMA to stay. And it's like almost now a year that I've been here in Vegas full time. I mean, finally made the leap. Still a little rough. I mean, especially now with my computer for the third fucking time, part of my language, you know, being in the shop. I mean, first was a RAM issue. Now it's a CPU. Now CPU might be corrupted. And I'm like, but then again, I've had this laptop since I was in college and now I'm like 25. So let's do the math on this thing. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, can I please? So I've been like trying to do almost everything else from my phone, all the projects I can to kind of make it and on top of work and everything else. So it's like, Jesus. But this year I'm hoping to make it, you know, make it big because I didn't get any fights in 2016. Promoters, matchmakers can't seem to find nobody. And finally, my luck kind of broke when I got offered the fight for Fusion Fight League. I'm super excited for that.
I am as well.
Yeah,
I look forward to you and Roxy coming up to my neck of the woods. And hopefully it'll be a little bit more springtime-like when you guys come up here. We're starting to get...
What's springtime,
spring
like 40
finally.
Degrees?
Yeah, it's something like that, 40, 45 degrees right now. So
yeah, that's pretty much it. So What other awards are we doing? Hello? Doug?
Hello?
Hello?
Was on my end. Give me 1 second. There we go. Yeah, problem was my end because I thought we were... anyway, you heard a bunch of silence? Well, that was because the stupid system kicked me out. Serena was calling in and was making it in, but for some reason the system kicked me out. So hopefully, double check. Want to make sure I was still connected. So hopefully, hey, Serena, yeah, the system kicked me out. So
that is the weirdest shit.
Yeah, it is the weird shit. Yeah, sometimes with the system. So, anyway, what I was asking was, any awards that you particularly were interested in seeing? Obviously, I'm not going to talk about any of the big ones until later on, but any awards you personally are looking forward to?
I'm interested in KO of the Year, and I'm also interested in Sponsor of the Year. I'm interested to see who picks who, because I like it, but I'm pretty, I'm just interested in pretty much all the awards, but those are my top two that I'm wanting to know because I'm curious to see as to everybody's picks because I know they're going to diversify, but to me those are the most important.
Yeah, shout out to the sponsors. I mean, they really helped in terms of everything here. I'm going to try to get my list up, my complete nominee list up.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talked about in terms of...
yeah, because if it wasn't for sponsors, help keep our dreams alive. So if it isn't for sponsors, it's really hard for us to do it. So yeah, big props to sponsors for real though.
What's our sponsor list? Okay, there we go. I can tell you that. Give me 1 second here.
It's okay. I'm hearing like Windows
yeah,
OS going on right now.
Chaotic, and I'll tell you why off the show, off the air.
Okay.
But
don't worry, you're
not
the only one suffering from computer problems. Oh my God, it's been fucking ridiculous with how my computer's been. But then again, I'm not. It's hard for me to get a new one, but so I'm making do as is. But it's whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, I know of two I can top off the top of my head because one of them won.
Whoop, whoop. Love it.
MMA Roadhawk's one of our nominees, which is really, really great. He's been really really great with a lot of the fighters. We've seen him flow grow so many times that it's just absolutely crazy. So okay,
yeah,
popping up. We finally got
he's great.
And then, Sam does a really great job. I want to shout out to him. And I got my sponsor list up. Yay. Cage Candy, which it seems to be the one clothing line that's been kind of staying around for a little bit. Strangely enough, Fight Chicks wasn't nominated this year. I think it's just because they haven't been sponsoring as many fighters this year as they have been in past years. They've won it multiple times. You know, Tussle back in the day was winning it too, but you know, again, Tussle hasn't been.
Yeah, that hurt.
He's been picking up the slack. One of your sponsors made the list in Jerky Pro. They have started really doing quite a few sponsors, including yourself. I believe Roxy's under them. Am I correct in saying that?
With who? My head's hurting. So what? Menace of Valor is me, Charmaine, Peggy, and the others.
Are you there?
Yeah, that was weird. Now, what was that again?
Yeah, I was just checking to see if I was still on air. But anyway, so Jerky Pro was also on that list.
Jerky Pro has me and Jody Escobel.
Yeah. MMA Roadhog Racing, that's what we talked about with Sam and all that as well. Sick Chick also was another women's clothing line that actually made an impact as well. I mean, those two are kind of, between them and Cage Candy, they've been kind of, doing the mantle in terms of that as well. Zion X, obviously.
Zion X has been great.
And Rock Howie has done a great job in terms of that company and helping out the fighters, both monetarily and helping out with sponsors and obviously helping them out in terms of just physical condition because he always makes it a trip out to be able to help some of these fighters get into the best shape they can possibly be. That leads into our actual winner. This sponsor has been around since the beginning of Invicta, and we decided to try to recognize these guys this year. We've seen their product on almost every single Invicta fighter. So if you've been at an Invicta and you're a female fighter, you probably have a pair of their headphones. Congratulations,
B-Moda.
Becoming the WMA Press Sponsor of the Year this year. So it's great to be able to get them recognized finally in terms of that. So I know that Shannon was excited when I announced that they were nominated this year because we decided that maybe this year was the final time that we can probably get these guys get us on there. So congratulations to V-Moda. Absolute great win. And they really deserve it.
And I'm really happy they won too because you know what? I love their headphones. I'm always so jealous. I'm like, I want one, but I'm not, going to spend that much money because I can hardly, I'm just straggling by, but I've sampled them before, and I'm like, whoa. So I'm really happy that, one, they support, Invicta, and two, they've been doing such a great job just keeping up with supporting, all of Women's MMA. So kudos to those guys, and thank you very much for sticking part with Invicta for, like, ever and ever and ever.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to do that as well. Let's do another reward here. Amateur Fighter of the Year went to a gal that's going to be making her debut in Ryzen. She's the current IMMAF World and European Champion. Alexandra Tonchev has won Amateur of the Year. She went 8-0 last year in both of her tournaments.
There you go.
And so it was a really tough. We had a field of 32 amateurs nominated for this year. And we had to wind that down to how many that we could figure out to hand. I think this is like the third year in a row that we've had an amateur outside the United States win this award. And it just goes to show you the expanding amateur divisions out in the world right now. So it'll be exciting to see Alexandra Tochev make her pro debut this year. And if she gets a couple of wins over at Ryzen and elsewhere, we could be seeing her as a possible newcomer of the year winner next year. So congratulations, Alexandra Tonchiva, on winning the amateur of the year. So please watch out for that name. I believe she's out of think she's out of Bulgaria. I'll have to double check on that. But
wow.
I know she's definitely out of Europe. But the IMAF World and then European champion last year ends up winning it. And it just goes to show that the IMAF has been throwing out some really great talent as well.
So, it shows that America needs to
pick
their game up.
Yeah. I just want the U.S. I want the U.S. to really step up on their teams this coming year. I know that it's kind of a second nature to them to be a part of this tournament. Next year, the World Championships in the IMAF ain't going to be in the United States. They're actually going to do it later in the year, and they're doing it in Bahrain, of all places.
Whoa,
kind of crazy.
What?
And that'll be the first time. That'll be the first time a female fight's ever been in Bahrain, as far as my research goes. So
that
will be interesting.
Intriguing.
Yeah, it is intriguing. Yeah, it's an interesting place for them to do it. But the leader there was a big fan of mixed martial arts and said, "Hey, we'd love to host it." So, I believe Italy is hosting the. I might be wrong on this. Italy is hosting the European Championships this year, but I'm not exactly sure. But again, Alexander, congratulations on Amateur of the Year, and we'll let you know on that. I don't know if she's not as much social media and all that as well, but I'll let the IMAF know. And they'll let her know, so pretty much as well. Let's go for Promotion of the Year. Basically a two-horse race, although, we've had Legacy did a really good job last year, and King of the Cage did a really good job of year. Last year, bringing a lot more female fights to their organizations, but it was a two-horse race as per usual between Invicta and the UFC, and second in the year in the row, and UFC has won amateur and female promotion of the year. It's been crazy over there. Where they just opened up a new division. We're still kind of questioning that. Why didn't they open to 125 yet? But but there were some exciting fights and all that as well. But they had a couple, like two or three more fights than Invicta did last year. So but congratulations to the UFC for doing it again this year.
Thank goodness. Now please get the 125 because that means more money, more exciting title fights. I mean, there's nothing really to lose here.
So let's go to newcomers since we did amateur already. And again, this was we had a huge list of maybe 22 nominees for this one, but we ended up finding it down to two. Siri Kongo out of Japan was one who fights out of Ryzen and a couple of the Pancrase, I think, as well. Did a really great job over there, but it was between her and the winner, Veronica Macedo. Ended up winning it this year for her. The Brazilian, I believe, just debuted this past year in the UFC. That after a very huge amateur career. I think she was, as an amateur, she was undefeated, and then the UFC actually was her pro debut, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check on that. I think it's going to be great to be able to see a lot more of these amateurs make their way up. I think we've been having a little bit of a lull in terms of it. Why are you not copying it? Sorry. I'm trying to find out more information about our nominee, but the stupid friggin' thing is not having a field day with me today. Monica Mercado. I can probably just type it in.
Yeah, I'm feeling that sort of way. It's just like, why is technology failing on me? It's like, please.
Yeah. But anyway, here we go. Got it. Actually, she's out of Venezuela. I take that back. She is not Brazilian. She is out of Venezuela. She's not an amateur. She actually did a pretty good job this year. She ended up, in 2016, she ended up almost going undefeated, except for Ashley Evans-Smith, who ended up defeating her in September. But she was on a huge run, five 0-1 run out of Venezuela, and then she ends up going to the UFC, and like I said, she lost to Ashley Evans-Smith. But really a really great prospect in terms of that. And she did a really cool run today. So, Veronica, congratulations. And I apologize. She is Venezuelan.
This is my American jokes, I swear.
So anyway, that's cool. So congratulations to her. There we go. Submission of the year. Again, it was a very interesting year in terms of it, and you know, quite a few ended up happening overseas, and then a couple ended up hitting in the States. We ended up having the two that ended up coming to the top that the committee decided to vote on was Mackenzie Dern's submission of the year, which was really exciting, you know, in terms of a rear naked choke with an arm bar, you know, go fire kind of situation was really funky for Mackenzie. But we decided that that one of these Jenny Hung ended up winning the sub of the year with a go-go plata at one of
Yeah, that was fucking ridiculous. I'm like, holy shit, how did that happen? I mean, that's still making the rounds in the internet, like, oh my God, like, people are still going over about that. Because that was, like, the craziest submission. I think only one has topped that, and that was obviously the one from last night. How you go from a friggin' anaconda to a friggin', oh my God, speaking of crazy chokes. Yeah. That even
That's
had
thing,
my
I mean,
interest. So when you have my interest in grappling, you know some shit got legit.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. It was nuts. I mean, last night. And the thing is that grappling's always been that way. I mean, you know, we see some really exciting matches at Invicta, and that's the ones that I really love and that really stand out is the ones where there's a lot of crazy scrambles, and we don't see that in hardly any of the men's matches. Women, and you know, a lot of these girls always kind of, you know, scramble around. I think part of it deals with the fact that most of them come from a BJJ background, but I think it's also the fact that it's just the way that women fight. They're really, really scramble-oriented. A lot of these guys don't do a lot of scrambles, and it's kind of, you know, it kind of annoying for a lot of the UFC fans because if they see a ground game, they're going to go and boo and all that as well. But if you see a crazy
ground game, oh my God, that was
like
killing me.
Last night, it's a whole different story.
I mean, you almost
anyway,
had you
so
have Roxy being when you get Roxy irritated, you know you fucked them. That's what's going on when she ever see heard people booing about grappling. When Roxy's starting to go to the dark side of the force, you know you fucked up.
Yeah, but anyway, so congratulations, Jenny Hung. I believe she's fighting in the next couple weeks for 1FC as well, so maybe check out for that as well. But Jenny Hung's Go-Go Plata ends up winning Submission of the Year. Let's see here. I'm just going up the list here. So that just leaves the Divisional Awards, Fighter of the Year. And I think right now, I think we will do the Inspirational Fighter of the Year. I tried to get her on the show. This is the first time I think the Inspirational Fighter wasn't able to make it because I haven't been able to get a hold of her. But she's a very busy woman, obviously, you know, between traveling, representing the UFC, having her own podcast. But it's been crazy. There was quite a few names that we threw out this year. I threw out Leslie Smith as a possibility. Seeing a star as possibility this year, but the Mighty Mia Inspirational Fighter of the Year this year is Misha Tate.
Yay!
For those of you who don't know what amazing stuff happened with Misha, it's just absolutely unbelievable. I know that the Ronda fans give her a lot of flack, but you've got to understand a lot of things has been going on in terms of what she's done for the sport. Not to mention what she's done outside the cage.
Exactly.
This is a gal that saved her mother-in-law's life at one point, and it was crazy to be able to help her mother-in-law in terms of it. So she saved her mother-in-law's mother-in-law's life. It's Brian's mother. They were relatively married, even though they haven't said I do to each other. But anyway, so save Brian Callen's mother's life. Not to mention last year, she a young girl on the top of the Mount. What was that mountain up in Vegas?
Charleston.
You know what I'm talking about, Serena?
Yeah, Mount Charleston.
Mount Charleston. A girl breaks her arm up top of the trail, and Misha carries her all the way down the mountain so they can...
Yeah, she offers to do it, too.
Help her. So, yeah, you know, so she does that. I mean, this is outside the cage, folks. So,
yeah.
You know, it just goes to show the character what Misha is outside the cage. And as terms of representing the sport, I mean, she retired last year. She had an epic run as, you know, thing. She's one of those ones that really faced adversity. When she lost the championship to Amanda, she was very gracious in her loss, you know. And she was also very gracious in her loss to Rocky. And it was great to be able to see kind of that character, you know, in front of the cage and say, you know, the better woman won this last night. It was great to be able to do that as well, you know, and then say, you know. And she takes very loss very simply. I mean, she's lost championships before. She lost to Ronda. You know, she was, you know, really frustrated, got back on the horse, went a huge run after that, got to face Ronda again, lost again, but it was a lot better than when she did before. Did another run, won the championship over Holly Holm, who beat Ronda. I mean, you know, it's great to be able to see such an epic career of her as well inside the cage. And she's been always one to help out other fighters. She's always been willing to help fighters train for camps. She's really rejuvenated the camp over at Extreme Couture. It was lagging for quite a while, and now you're seeing some really killers over at Extreme Couture now. So it's great to be able to see that she's been settled into that as well. And like you said, she's into her own podcast. So she's a real pioneer in the sport. You know, what do you think? Tell me your thoughts on Misha. I know that you have quite a few.
Well, I know that Misha's been nothing but a sweetheart. She invited me when she was getting ready to fight Holly Holm, because she was trying to get her hands on as much southpaw strikers as she could. And what ended up happening is she instead of me just staying in a random place, she had me stay with her for a week in her own home. And her and Brian and Nick Dilley and Travis, her teammates, they all took care of me. They all were really nice to me, took me up to places. And even Misha herself, when I won my one fight in Utah about a year or two ago, she took me out to dinner. She took me out. Like, I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to pull up my wallet, pay for my half, whatever. No, she took me out to dinner to celebrate my win. I did not expect that at all. So she's really great. She's really nice. And, you know, people can say what they want, but she's like a genuinely wonderful human being. And we try to get togethers whenever we can.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping when I get down there to Vegas to be able to talk to her. I'd love to do just a regular sit-down interview with her. But like I said, I was trying to get her all week, and I have yet to hear back from her. So, like I said, I know she's a busy woman, so I will have to figure that out when I get down there. And hopefully I'll have a sit-down with Misha, but I'll have a write-up.
Oh, for sure.
Obviously, I'll have a write-up of all the winners coming up on the website within the next day or so. So yeah, it's been a situation there as well. Now,
I kind of broke my heart when she retired. It broke my heart when Misha retired, but you know what? I'm happy for her. And you know, it's funny nowadays. We all remember kind of how big of a tomboy I am and everything. And my sister, being the girly girl, always listened to Katy Perry and Roar in particular. And I always used to just be like, oh my God, she's playing that song again. But now that Misha's retired, every time I hear that song, I'm like, damn. You know, it kind of gives you those good, you know, those bittersweet feels, because I ain't going to hear that anymore. I'm not going to hear her that as a walkout no more. So it's kind of sad, but it's kind of nice to know that now I officially have a good memory with that song versus like, oh my God, it's such a girly song. It's Katy Perry. Oh my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've always wondered if she's ever been to a Katy Perry concert or if she went backstage too. You got to think she has. You know,
oh my gosh, she better have.
She uses her song as a walkout. So,
right.
But anyway, but again, congratulations to Misha. You know, like I said, she's more than willing to deserve it. I mean, like I said, there was quite a few people on that list that we may get to next year. You know, we've, like I said, there's just so many people that have been inspiring this year, but Misha was one of those ones that we kind of decided that, it was a close vote between her and Leslie, and, you know, wound up being that, that Misha ended up taking it this year. But like I said, Leslie, we'll hopefully get to Leslie at some point, hopefully doing it, because she has a lot of stories for us as well. So let's go to the Visional Awards, everybody. These awards are automatically nominated for the Fighter of the Year. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with the ones that did not win the Fighter of the Year but won their divisional awards, and then the very last award we will get to will be the one that won Fighter of the Year and their own divisional awards. So just to let you guys know. I'll start at the bottom with 105. Really great division this year, but there's only one person that stood out to the committee, and that was the current champion over in Invicta, Ayama Hamasaki. I know the last fight was really disappointing in the way it stopped, but she's considered, you know, she was on a tear last year with the championship as well. Congratulations on the Ayaka for winning Atom Weight of the Year. It'll be interesting to see her at 115. The decision still hasn't been made yet if she will be vacating the Atom Weight Championship this year. She wants to get to the UFC, so that's why she's moving up. So we'll have to see what goes down in terms of that as well. But Ayaka has been, you know, such a great champion, but she's very ambitious this year. I'm interested to see how everything goes, and maybe we will be seeing Ayaka in the UFC, soon. I know there's a Korean fight coming up, and it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Japan, so we'll have to see.
Right. All I know is I can't wait for the fight in Korea to happen, especially in 2 weeks, because Jessie Jess, can't wait for her to fight. Just saying.
Our 115-pound award, it should be no surprise. She again went undefeated this year. The top strawweight in the division, current UFC champion, she's had some epic fights this year. Joanna Jędrzejczyk is our strawweight of the year. Her battles for Fight of the Year, and I skipped over Fight of the Year. I need to get that. Maybe we'll do that last. Joanna had some Fight of the Year nominees in terms of some of her fights as well. It was crazy to be able to see that. So, and Joanna's really nice. I got to meet her a couple years ago. Really nice individual. I know she had went to Syndicate to do she was in town, she went to Syndicate to do a seminar, and I had to be at
home when that happened. Jesus Christ, that pissed me off. It's like, why is it every time I go home, all the cool shit happens? I miss the Diaz brothers. I miss that. I miss her. It's like, can I catch a break? And then I finally did when, Amanda Nunes came in. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But, yeah, Joanna, I think her and Andrade, I think it's the most intriguing matchup. But people aren't giving Jessica Andrade any chance against Joanna. I mean, it's going to be an interesting fight. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the early rounds and see if Joanna can weather the storm in terms of the striking. So, I mean, Jessica's basically the 115-pound version of Cyborg, basically. I'm interested to see what kind of goes on there as well. Joanna, currently over at American Top Team, and this is the second year I think she's won strawweight of the year, so it'll be interesting to see that as well. So we'll
everybody in American Top Team loves to come over and see us, and that's okay. We love them too.
Yeah. Flyweight of the year, I know this is one you're interested in. Came down to a two-woman race. Rin Nakai did a really good run over in Japan. There's quite a few people that want to face her over at Pancrase now. Now she's back down to 125. and off the UFC roster. But the winner is the world champion. She's an absolute killer in terms of it. She won the championship this year, had an epic fight with Roxanne Modafferi, probably, again, a nominee for Fight of the Year. Jennifer Maya ends up winning Flyweight of the Year. Absolutely tremendous to be able to see her career make a quick comeback and really just be one of the dominant forces at 125 right now. And one of those people that we could see go in the UFC if they ever open up a 125 division. But Maya is just so much of a killer. And
Maya's
also,
a tiny
thing.
That's what she is.
And to me, she's a Brazilian lookalike of Marcia Brady. Personally, that's what she reminds me of. But Jennifer's just all out great gal. It was great to be able to see her fight this year. So congratulations to Jennifer Maya. On winning the flyweight of the year. Featherweight of the year, again, no surprise here. Although Megan was in the running for this award, and obviously, you know, when she won the title this year, she may be again in the running this year if she can keep it up. But again, no surprise, Cyborg wins it again. There's never no year since the awards have been received that Chris has not won this award. So that tells you how dominant of a force she's been in the division, and in her, she's been over the UFC as well. I know there's a little controversy at the end of the year, but that's been cleared up ever since.
Right.
Chris is one of those. She is the baddest woman on the planet if you really think about it. So I'm interested to see Chris back in the cage soon. We're still wondering what's going to be going on in terms of if she's going to be facing Megan to unify the championships in Invicta, or if she's going to be facing Jermaine next, or, you know, where her career goes. I mean, it's kind of crazy. She wasn't really in Invicta last year except for once.
Which is sad, because that's probably why, we're not having events back in California. I miss him being in Cali. I miss the warmth. And I'll be in the dead cold ground before I recognize Missouri as a state. I don't like going to Kansas City, but I deal with it.
Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Chris Cyborg. That leaves our Fighter of the Year, which obviously is at bantamweight. Again, no surprise here. She was on an epic run. She finally grasped the brass ring and won the UFC title this past year. I know it was a hot potato, but her run wasn't as epic as Misha's, but it was really down there as well. And she shut all the haters up. She defeated Misha. She defeated Ronda Rousey at the end of the year. Solidifying her status as the top female bantamweight of the year. And she's also our Fighter of the Year. Amanda Nunes wins that championship.
Right.
Again, I tried to get a hold of her. I tried to get a hold of Nina, tried to get a hold of her to accept the award, but we were unable to get her on there as well. But Amanda, just watching her career kind of roll up all the way straight through, they made a lot about the fact that that her and it's been great to be able to see her, and now she's finally getting some spotlight. Her and Nina both have been getting in the spotlight a little bit more in terms of it as well. So the first Brazilian women's champion, the first gay champion in terms of the UFC. So it's great to be able to see that as well. So again, congratulations to her. I mean, what do you think about Amanda?
I think she's really nice. She's humble, and she also does something that I wish a lot of fighters do. Even when they acknowledge a mistake, they own up to it and apologize. Like, she, after her tough talk with about Rousey after the fight, she actually went up and apologized. She said, "Hey, I got a little out of control. I did this," and not many fighters acknowledge when they get a little out of hand, and I respect that a lot. And she's really super nice when you meet her. She's very, you know, she's very open, just, you know, it's cool to see everybody, meet everybody. And it was really nice. I could just kick off a dialogue with her without a problem.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's great to be able to, you know, like I said, see her at the top right now. I mean, she's, you know, this championship's not going to be easy to come by since Ronda's been gone and things have been kind of crazy in terms of bantamweights.
Kind of.
Hold onto that belt for the rest of the year in terms of it. So, but there's a lot of competition coming up, and we'll hopefully have that as well. That leaves us with fight of the year. You know, again, quite a few people had some really great fights this year. I think we had 7 or 8 nominees, if I remember correctly, in terms of who ended up being fight of the year. We ended up winding it down to 2 fights. One of them was Claudia Gadelha versus Joanna Jacek 2. You know, obviously an awesome fight. That was one of the rematches that actually lived up to the hype. You know, the UFC never tends to, when they do rematches, it seems like it always falls on, you know, it doesn't fall as great as it was, you know, in the previous fight, especially if they do it right away. But this one was obviously a lot more heated. The two fought each other, but Joanna and Claudia did a really great job, but they didn't win Fight of the Year. Fight of the Year went to 1FC this year with Mei Yamaguchi versus Angela Lee. Absolute great fight. It was talked about in the female division circles for the past, you know, for months that this was going to be Fight of the Year. It was a really close vote in terms of it, but it's great to be able to see some of these other organizations really pop up. And this is like the, I believe this is a set, this is 2 awards that 1FC has won this year. And they're really making their mark here in terms of the world market. So so Lee versus Yamaguchi. And again, Angela Lee will be fighting in a couple weeks for a championship. So it'll be interesting to be able to see that as well. So did you get a chance to see the fight?
I didn't, but I heard really good things about it. And so guess I'm going to see later. I'm going to see it on the Internet. Sunday is normally my rest day anyway, so, well, rest from working out. So when I get everything going, I'm going to be able to watch it. So, but yeah, Angela Lee's been holding that belt forever. I think ever since 1FC got off the ground, to be fair. So I'm like, ooh, when I saw her winning it, because she's super nice. I mean, she's so sweet. She looks so nice. She's always so cute about it, you know?
Yeah, you know, the thing about Lee is the fact that 1FC does really well with their fighters, you know, and they really developed her very, very well in terms of it. I don't see her necessarily making the jump to the UFC just because I think 1FC treats her so well. You know, it's hard for her to, you know, but not to say that 1FC isn't bringing in some quality talent, May being a great example of that. So, I mean, they are really testing her. I really wish... I mean, my biggest wish right now, my biggest WMMA wish right now is to get Mei Yamaguchi on a card on Victa. She's such a great
individual. That'd be kind of cool.
Great English. She's a legend in this sport. You know, to have her on that stage would be just absolutely incredible. But
that'd be like the exclamation point on the sentence.
Yeah. You know, I mean, May, I've talked to Mei online. I've never met her in person. Absolute great, great individual, you know, so I really would love to see her fight here in the United States and hopefully at Invicta to be able to do that. So, and Angela, like I said, you know, just making waves over in Asia as well. So congratulations to Angela Lee and Mei Yamaguchi for winning Fight of the Year. So that's it. That's all the awards we've got. It was a great year of fighting. We're already looking into middle of 2017. We were really delayed in these awards just because of with the chaos at the end of the year. There's so many fights that happened right at the tip of the end of the year, and that had to be taken into consideration. Next year, I think I'll be a little bit earlier in terms of getting the nominees out quicker to the committee. I'm hoping to expand the committee a little bit more or less next year. We had 6 individuals this year. And it was a little bit like herding cats a little bit. So trying to get everybody to vote and take time to vote. So I'm probably going to do it a little bit earlier next year. So hopefully that'll end up being the situation as well. So Again, congratulations to all the winners. We'll be posting these within the next day or so on wombatsports.com, and I know a bunch of other websites will be picking this up. Sports Post in particular, Yale has been kind of gotten on me when can we post, mm-hmm. when can we post. So I think she'll probably post first before me, more than likely, because I'm probably going to give her the thumbs up as soon as the call's over. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we get that as well. It's been an interesting year. Next year, this year is shaping up to be a really great year in terms of it. 700, we have over 700 fights last year. Can we make over 800 this year? I won't be surprised if we don't. Hopefully we'll
better.
Be able to be on all 50 states. So, before we go, we'll do a quick plug because we're both going to be in Billings, Montana, coming up on April the 1st, April Fool's Day, for Fusion Fight League. You're going to be in a world title, an amateur title match at 135. Mm-hmm. Roxy is going to be main eventing it versus a very tough competitor. I'm going to be excited to be able to meet Claudia Gadelia for the first time. She's going to be coaching Roxy's opponent.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she's. Why does this always have to happen? It's like, oh, cool, yeah. Claudia Gadelia. Oh, wait, she's coaching the opposition. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if me and Roxy can become the killing joke for April Fool's Day. Ha, see what I did there? I made a joke.
Yeah. it'll be great to be able to see you guys in my neck of the woods again. So hopefully that'll be taken care of as well. And
as long as I'm not freezing, I'll be happy. As long as I'm not freezing over there, I'll be happy.
Yeah, you should be fine. I think hopefully you'll be warm by then. I'm knocking on wood for you right now that it'll be a lot warmer. I mean, spring's starting to come up here. We're starting to get warmer November temperatures, so it'll probably be decent by the time we hit April. So it'll be great to be able to see that as well. Like I said, a lot of great fights on that card. Streaming information will be available hopefully within the next few weeks.
I'll be posting information as I get it.
Yeah. You can check out Fusion Fight League on Facebook, and we have some of the fight announcements, I think, right towards the top of the Wombat Sports page, so you guys can take a look and see what fights have been booked. I know we're waiting on a couple other fights, hopefully, to fill out the card, but they're flying somebody in from Florida in an amateur fight, too, which is very interesting. So
these guys are running the gamut with all these females, with these amateur fights. There's people like I even know of, who are like high-ranked amateurs that are being flown, and I'm like, ooh, these guys are going all out for this, and I'm really excited.
Yeah, so it's great to be able to see that as well. You'll make sure to check, look out. We'll have more information on wombatsports.com. You can check out Serena Southpaw on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and wherever social media that she has.
Everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere and anywhere as well. Check us out. I'm at WMA News. If you guys want to, hear me do some editorial stuff and do some personal tweets, but at Wombat Sports, just for the news. If you want to just hit our news feed on Twitter as well, wombatsports.com, and then Wombat Sports on Facebook. When you check that out.
Yep.
As well.
So do it or be lame. No,
yeah.
I'm good. I'm just telling them, everybody's got to look at your page. They're going to be lame and miss out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, anything else that you want to promote that's coming up besides the fight?
No, I just want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank everybody who's been supporting me. And hopefully in a few weeks, me and Rox will be walking out with matching belts and be like, well, one of us has to change.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what you guys do at weigh-ins, so we'll see.
For sure.
So I will see you in person in a few weeks, but obviously we always keep in touch with each other. Thanks a lot, Serena, for co-hosting today.
No problem, Mark. Talk to you later.
Yeah, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Okay, guys, thanks for joining us. Like I said, we'll have the write-ups of these things coming up shortly, momentarily, but thanks, everybody, for joining us. on there as well. We'll hopefully have another Somewhere in Vegas show sometime down the line once we can get things kind of straightened out here. I know we've been kind of lagging. There's a bunch of people that want to be on the show, but we've been having some problems. So, in terms of my personal life. So, we'll see what goes on there as well. So, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll be back hopefully within the next couple of weeks. We'll probably do like a 3 or 4 person set just so we can get everybody kind of situated and taken care of, and make up for lost time. So, with that in mind, we'll see you guys soon here on Somewhere in Vegas, and a crossover podcast with Wombat Sports. Thank you.